roster. I'm looking out there, and I'm 6'7", and I know that he's at least 5'11". So not quite as unique as it was, right? So it's going to be second down now and 16. Oh, DeSelm's in trouble now. Rolling to his left, throws in the flat, has Hirsch once again, bobble, left hand, right hand, referee says no, he didn't hang on to it. But I'll tell you what, he threw into traffic once again, and Grant DeSelm starting to feel a little gunslinger here. He rolled to his left, and Bryce Wilson was right there on Aaron Hirsch, and he still threw the dart. Hirsch came back to it, caught it with his right hand, actually popped it up into the air, looking for his left hand, past Bryce Wilson, and then just couldn't hang on to it.
I think he found the stick-em on the sidelines there, so he's winging them around the field now.
So DeSelm now, despite the gunslingerness, it's third down and 16. Six in the box, threatening blitz. Here comes the blitz from the outside. DeSelm, looking himself, goes left side, throws another knuckleball, and this one's complete for Hirsch. That one literally rotated side to side. As it goes over the 35-yard line, Hirsch catches it at the 33 and is immediately knocked down. So it is a gain of 10 on the play. Unfortunately, there's a flag down. So the flag down on the play, and you know when it happens back there, especially when a quarterback's run for his life, typically it's holding. And it is actually going to be a push in the back. And it looks as though it will be a hold. Initial indication was push in the back. They're going to call a hold. And this one will go on Logan Tisch. As Tisch, trying to protect his quarterback, reached out and grabbed a little white laundry. And with 2:19 remaining to play here in the second quarter, it is still nothing-nothing here in the Tiger Den. It's Chapel Hill. Nice crowd, great student body section out here for Chapel Hill as the Tiger students get out here and support their team. And it brings up third down and a ton. Let's call it third down and 25 from back on his own 47-yard line. DeSelm, two steps out of the shotgun. Under pressure, he's going to go down again. Having trouble keeping those guys off the edge. And DeSelm goes down again. It will be another loss of two. It will be fourth and 27, and they're going to have to punt it away.
That penalty was just a killer. I'm sure Coach Marsh is livid on the sidelines, but third and 25s are not a good scenario, especially against a team like Orange.
So there's a timeout on the field, and we're going to take it with them. 1 minute and 40 seconds remaining to play here in the second quarter. You're listening to the WCHL High School Football Game of the Week. It is still 0-0
wow.
In the midst of a catfight here at Chapel Hill. Come on back. Catch the last 140 with us.
I'm David Fitch of Fitch Lumber and Hardware. Just like on the playing field, teamwork is what you need to tackle any home project. Stop by and team up with Fitch Lumber and Hardware to score big on your upcoming goals. We can help. Get the local home field advantage at Fitch Lumber and Hardware, 309 North Greensboro Street in Carrboro, or call us at 919-942-3153. As always, thanks for your business.
Back Chapel Hill High School, the WCHL High School Football Game of the Week. Fourth and a country mile. Grant DeSelm. Kick this one. A little sideways roll to this. Actually rotating left to right, the ball did. It's DeSelm under pressure. Caught that one on the right point of the ball. Line drives to the 30-yard line. Gets a friendly bounce to the 25. And with 1:32 remaining to play in the second quarter, that is where the Orange Panthers will take over. Looking to unlock this score, which has been 0-0, and neither team is really threatened. Neither team has seriously gotten into the red zone.
Now, this game's been played in between the 30s for sure.
And it's the big defensive line and offensive line of the Chapel Hill Tigers, which has dominated this contest to this point. See if they can continue. Here's Clower. Three-step drop, looks out to Pettifer, throws it behind him to the back shoulder, drops to the turf at the 31-yard line. And again, neither quarterback looking very sharp throwing the ball tonight.
Well, I think also Orange is throwing the ball a lot more than we're used to seeing from them. They must have seen something in film that made them want to focus on that tonight, because it really hasn't been their trademark all year.
Well, and Garrett Kloher, correct me if I'm wrong, I don't believe that Kloher has completed a pass yet.
He may have had one.
We'll check our stats, but by mine, if he completed the one, it was short to Pettiford. But I have him as 0-for-5 as he's under pressure now. Fish almost got him in the backfield. He does now complete the ball at the 35-yard line. Close to the first down, there's Kai Muller. And Muller, again, his favorite target, has, we believe, collected the first reception for Garrett Kloher tonight. It'll be an 11-yard catch, because prior to this, the only reception, the only completed ball that Kloher had thrown was to Austin Turner at midfield.
Yeah, it's a surprise when we see a completion out here.
Yep. So we have him at 1-of-6 and an interception. Here's Kloher under trouble, in the grasp, and he's going to throw it outside, and it's adding insult to injury. It's going to be intentional grounding. He was in the grasp, and I was quite frankly surprised that the referee didn't blow the whistle, because Brandon Nickerson came in from his linebacker spot and had him absolutely wrapped up, and he threw it anyway. They're going to call intentional grounding. Not only is that the 5-yard penalty from the spot, but it's also the loss of down. It's a huge defensive play. A huge defensive play for this Tigers defense. So it'll bring up second down now. Second down in about 23 yards. So second down and 23. Panthers back on their own 25-yard line. Neither one of these offenses able to put together a string of plays. Straight drop, 7 steps. Kloher throws a screen pass to Pettiford. He's got a little running room, and ooh, that's not good news. Flags down on the play as Pettiford catches the ball at the 30-yard line and rolls ahead to the 36. It's a gain of 11, but once again, there are flags on the play. Flags were thrown in the defensive backfield. And there is some definite hand chucking going on back there, as you know, both these teams realizing that there's speed in the receiver slots, and they've got some feisty defensive backs that don't want to give it up. It's going to be offensive pass interference there, as you wonder how Patrick Pettiford got that wide open. Well, it's simple. He ran a little button hook, and just before he hooked, he gave a nice big shove there.
Good call by the officials.
Yep. Outstanding shove. Gave a nice big shove, Pettiford did, to Jeremy Peck. And now 48.6 remaining to play here in the second quarter in this Tiger defense. They would love to give Grant DeSelm just one more shot. And Isaac Marsh, though, not calling a timeout. Kloher, trouble, dumped again. Dumped back at the 12-yard line. Now Isaac Marsh better take himself a timeout. Another sack. This front line, this front four. Logan Tisch leading the charge once again. And the clock continues to run. The Tigers, I believe the Tigers have no timeouts left.
They can't have any.
They took all three of their timeouts and have to let it run out. So with the ball on the 12-yard line, Isaac Marsh has to let time expire, but he goes out onto the field and he's rallying the troops.
Unbelievable. There's a full moon tonight, Paul, and you know crazy things can happen with that full moon, and it looks like we're in for a dandy of a second half. Wow.
Well, it's just absolutely unbelievable as to close the half. It was Kloher taking a 5-yard sack and then a 12-yard sack. Logan Tisch hammering him on both occasions, and this Orange offense looking anemic, and this Tigers defense continuing to roll. They have found their rhythm. If they can spread some of that to their offensive unit, we could see an interesting second half. We're at the half here at the WCHL High School Football Game of the Week. Paul Collin along with Matt Oakes. We're going to take a 2-minute break. We're going to be back here to the Tiger Den at Chapel Hill. It is a great night for football, and the Tigers are loving it. trying to put a dent in that 7-0 record. Those Orange Panthers. Come on back. Tell you about the half. Tell you about the first half. Bring you some statistics. Get ready for half number two. You know, the big ticket guys, if you're talking about speed and power and size, you're looking at Brian Jones, Logan Tisch, and Joey Raines. Brian Jones at 6'2", 290. Logan Tisch at 6'3", 300 and runs like a deer. And then Joey Raines at 6'6", you know, 220, 225. You know, these guys, they're no fun to be chasing your quarterback. Not at all. And they have given Garrett Clower absolute fits tonight. Absolute fits. And, Isaac Marsh and his coaching staff, they have to be thrilled with how this defensive line has performed. And when they have needed the big play to come from the linebacking core, it has, as we saw the first pass that was actually completed in the entire game. The first two passes were both completed to Austin Turner. That was, Grant DeSelm very happy about that as he caught the first one for 9 yards. But Garrett Clower, not so much, as he threw about a 23-yard dart to midfield on a play action, and it was Austin Turner stepping in from his defensive back position in front of Patrick Pettiford and getting the first turnover of the game at midfield. Now, unfortunately, Chapel Hill has not been able to generate any offense inside the 25-yard line, but neither have the Panthers. So, again, it has been a defensive battle. It has been fought on the line of scrimmage, and the Tigers are winning it on the line of scrimmage.
Now, if you go ahead and put on your Coach Pat Moser hat, as good as Chapel Hill's played and as poorly as the Panthers have played, like you said, we're knotted up at 0-0. So if you're in that orange locker room, you're thinking, all right, we come out, we fire away, we ground and pound again with Tay Jones, get back to the running game, and just take it down the field and hit pay dirt. Now, if they can do that, they might be able to turn the tide. But right now, it's looking great for the Tigers. I know everyone here is really thrilled at the home field.
Well, I mean, they certainly are, Matt. And, you know, I think if you're Pat Moser, you hope that his defense, or rather that his offensive staff comes up to him and says, hey, now, wait a minute. Let's be really, really clear here. We're not executing in key situations, but we can run the ball. Mm-hmm. Because I'm looking at Patrick Pettiford. You know, and unofficially, Patrick Pettiford's only been allowed to carry the ball, six times.
Right.
Or rather, five times, actually. Pettiford's been able to catch it most of the time on that pitch. He loves to run that pitch. And, you know, he's run the ball for, 31 yards on just five carries. And one of those was a loss of two where they caught him behind the line of scrimmage. You know, Tay Jones has run the ball five times, and, he has a gaudy 38 yards on five carries. So they can run the ball, but the play of this defensive unit up front, they have stopped him at key portions of the game, and they have forced Garrett Clower to be the guy that hurts him. And, anybody who's studied this Panthers team has said, okay, if you let him establish the running game, then, you're going to get hurt. But Garrett Clower, even though he's been effective, he manages the game very well. He's a quarterback that the coach sends onto the field and says, look, I don't expect you to win this for us, but just don't lose it for us. And that's a quarterback where you look at him after the first five or six games and you go, you know what? We got to make that guy beat us.
Exactly.
Make
right.
that guy beat us. And you know what? He's stepped up and he hasn't. He's only completed one pass. He is 1 for 6. Again, his first pass he completed was to Austin Turner of the Tigers to kill the third drive from the 30-yard line of the Panthers when they were driving, and Pettiford was wide open and he missed him. But he's 1 of 6 and has completed only one pass for 11 yards. And this is where his confidence is going to be shaky in the second half. You go over to the other side to Grant DeSelm. Grant DeSelm's looking at it and going, I've been throwing some knuckleballs out there today, and I have an interception, but he's 4-9 for 42 yards, and he's been able to throw some darts when he's been able to grip a grasp of the ball. Right now, you have to say, advantage Tigers. Here's the big advantage for the Tigers. Once again, they come in and you look at their roster, and again, it looks like a mash unit. You're looking at receivers. We'll start there. Noah Layden at 6'5", and Andrew Gillespie, 6'1", two of DeSelm's favorite targets, injured, out. Aaron Hirsch has stepped up there. Aaron Hirsch has stepped up and played outstanding, and Austin Turner has been wonderful. You look at the running back situation, Jeremy Peck, separated shoulder. Nope, Jeremy's not going to play running back. Okay, well, why was Jeremy even in the mix there? Well, that's because Darius Allen, gone. He's not going to play. We don't know when he'll be back. He is one of the best runners in the conference, sideline. You know, then you look and you say, well, you know, who's going to be able to help us out? Lonnie Baldwin, you know, 5'10", 170. He's played a little running back. Nope, he got injured last week too. So then you're looking to see, my top three running backs are unavailable for service. What do I do? Well, they dig down deep. They find Brandon Wendell, who spends most of his time blocking for any of those three guys, at 5'10", 180, and they go, son, you're going to take some carries tonight. And he has. He has been outstanding tonight. He has carried the ball any number of times. In fact, he's carried the ball. We're going to give him five carries on just straight ahead running. And he's carried the ball for 39 yards on five carries. And these have been good, hard-fought, tough carries. Two of them actually where he's taken the left-handed shuttle pass from Grant DeSelm. So, you know, we'll give him 5 and 2 on those, take it away from his running yards, put it more towards receiving yards. But Grant DeSelm, you know, managing that program. But the big surprise tonight has been the play of Ricky McDowell. McDowell came out, and he actually was a JV player. And wow. McDowell just got the call about 2 days ago. He's wearing the uniform of Jordan Alexander. And so we're calling Alexander in the first five plays. Finally, the PA guy goes, I'm sorry. You know, we stepped over. We made some last-minute changes. You know, that's Ricky McDowell. And McDowell steps in, and he has done yeoman's work. He had 30 yards on his first two carries, and then slowed down a little bit there. But you know, he's been ripping off 2, 3, 5 yards. He's been running early in the downs, and so far, you know, McDowell has got himself 39 yards on 7 carries, and he's done exceptional work. So anyway, it's kept these Tigers in the game. Now, if you're Isaac Marsh, tell me what you're saying in the Tiger locker room at halftime.
Well, if I'm Coach Marsh, I'm just pumping the boys up. I'm telling them that, you know, we need to continue to fight and play like this up front. And what we were saying earlier really is the key. I think it absolutely is. Make Garrett Clower beat you. If he does, that's too good. If he beats you, you can still feel good about yourself. Now, if they can win the battle at the line of scrimmage, stop Tay Jones, stop Pettiford, and continue to get pressure on Clower, they have a chance. They have a great chance.
Well, and again, they have. We haven't seen the big play yet. And you know that both these teams, but especially Chapel Hill, came in, and the number one thing that Isaac Marsh has said to his team is, boys, do not give up the big play. Do not give it up, because you don't want to play from behind, you know, against this team, because if they get momentum, they'll shift it into second gear, and you're done. And you saw in the second quarter, Matt, when they felt as though they had the offensive unit a little gassed, they were putting 5 in the box, 6 in the box. They're bringing up Drew LeMaster at linebacker, and, you know, 3 times he was in the backfield. You know, he was in the backfield, and Nick Schultz was in the backfield. And then you had insult to injury, and you get the big man in the backfield there, Jake Frederick at 6'1", 305. All three of those guys each had a tackle in the backfield basically during the handoff. And, you know, there has been one fumble by Ricky McDowell. It was just a poor exchange. He was able to fall on it. Thus far, Chapel Hill has avoided the big turnover. They've avoided that killer, and not only the field position killer, but the momentum killer. The only turnover for the Tigers was a poorly thrown ball by Grant DeSelm. Once again, Grant DeSelm having a little trouble holding on to the ball tonight. Threw out a long down and out intended for Aaron Hirsch at the 12-yard line, and it was picked off the fourth interception by J.D. Brooks for the season. And he brought it back. But, again, that defensive unit stepped up, and they were able to stop him. We have about 2.5 minutes here before hostilities will commence once again. And we are going to take a one-minute break. You're listening to the WCHL High School Football Game of the Week. Hey, in case you're online, another good one going on at Southern Durham.
Yeah.
where Jeff Hamlin is presiding over a 21-21 Southern Durham Northwood Charger battle at the half. Just as good here. Come on back and join us.
Will you be our neighbor? If you or someone you know is moving or building a home in Chapel Hill, Harrington Bank is your first stop in financing your new dream home. Harrington Bank offers competitive rates and products for construction loans, renovation loans, home equity loans, and refinancing options. Let's be neighbors and give us a call today. Harrington Bank is conveniently located at Southern Village, Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, and the intersection of Highway 54 and 40. Harrington Bank, you deserve banking like this.
UNC Family Medicine is proud to announce the grand opening of a new Saturday morning sports injury clinic to treat your acute injuries. UNC Family Medicine will treat everything from casting to ultrasounds to x-rays, as well as provide surgical consults and concussion evaluations. And you can walk in without an appointment from 8 to 10 a.m. The Saturday morning sports clinic at UNC Family Medicine. Find out more at uncfamilymedicine.org. Just another way that UNC Family Medicine is caring for the course of your life.
You're listening to High School Football on 97.9 FM WCHL. Follow your area teams all season long on your news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
Welcome back to the WCHL High School Football Game of the Week. On my wing, Matt Oaks. Matt Oaks, you're seeing one of the best ones of the year as these Orange High School Panthers come in the 50th year of their program, celebrating year number 50. And they have come in 7-0. This is a team, once again, that went to the semifinals of the 3A state championship last year, losing to Havelock, and everybody lost to Havelock. And they have continued that role. They rolled right through the non-conference season. They've rolled right into the conference as newly minted North Carolina Big 8 Conference. But they have met apparently an immovable object tonight in the form of this Chapel Hill Tigers defense, led by Logan Tisch up front, Brandon Nickerson backing him up in the linebacker spot. These guys have played with a fury tonight that has been unmatched in any defensive effort I've probably seen for all the way back to the beginning of last year. They are playing with their hair on fire tonight, and we're going to see if they can keep that kind of momentum here in the second half. The first couple of minutes of this second half, you know that Orange wants to come out here, and they really would like to say, you know what, guys, you can go ahead and play 24 minutes of football. It takes 48. You know, we know what we're doing, and we're going to prove it to you. Orange has come out, and the third quarter has been a big quarter for them. They have averaged 15 points a quarter in the third quarter. Chapel Hill has only been able to put a touchdown on the board on average. But this is a team in Orange that's averaging 44.4 points per game. They have put up 311 this season in seven games, and they are 7-0, and they will have the ball to start the second half.
Should be a good one.
It already is. Getting ready to tee it up and kick it off. Chapel Hill. And that will be Stefan Steiner. So Steiner with a little pooch kick to the taken by the up man at the 20, to the 25, now to the 30. Bouncing over the 35-yard line to the 40, still on his feet at the 45. And wow, that was a terrific run back, and just what the doctor ordered for Pat Moser as Archrell Stewart. We're going to say that that's a misprint in the guide and say he's 6'1", 189. And Archrell Stewart, with an outstanding run back, he brings it back 25 yards to put Garrett Clower in business at his own 45-yard line. Clower, with a first half he'd rather forget, 1 of 6, threw an interception and had one pass completion to Pettiford for 11 yards. Comes out of the eye. Tay Jones in motion, right to left. Throws into the flat. Here's a screen pass to Tay Jones. It turns around. He's immediately collected as it was Austin Turner coming up from his linebacker spot to make that tackle. It will be a gain of absolutely nothing, and there's no gain on the play and a man down. And it actually looks like Tay Jones is down after the hit by Austin Turner and a little slow to get up. Looking at his right ankle, it'll bring up second down and 10, and maybe it's just something about this field.
Yeah, I think it's the. I'm going to say it's the full moon, but wow, that they cannot afford to lose Tay Jones. But that was a vicious hit there.
And I'll tell you the thing that we've really kind of discounted, haven't mentioned is the longer the Tigers are in this game. And look, here's a team coming in at 3-40. You know, 3-4. The student body has been here since day one. They've done a great job, and you know, all hail to Chapel Hill, the student body. They bring a great section, and I think a lot of that has to do with the outgoing athletic director Todd Morgan, who's gone up to Pikeville. Todd, we miss you. We wish you well. Tim Bennett has come in to be the new athletic director, and obviously he's continuing this this engaged student body. But the crowd here at Chapel Hill is starting to get into this. Orange travels with a pretty good contingent on their visiting side, but the Chapel Hill crowd's starting to get into this. So here's Clower, second down and 10 from his own 45. Draw play. Tigers not fooled. Can only run that draw play if you're getting a little offensive fire in the middle of the line. They don't get it. And that is, they gave the ball to the big man. Or rather, they gave the ball to Patrick Pettiford. And Pettiford loses one. So, two plays from scrimmage here to start the third quarter. We have just under 11 minutes remaining to play. And the net has been a loss of one by this high-octane, previous to this, high-octane Panthers offense. Screen pass, Tay Jones, and he gets nothing. And then a handoff to Pettiford. Rolling right. Here's Clower. He's in trouble again. Logan Tisch chasing him down, throws to the middle. And Michael Bolden is there, goes up with the left hand, pops it up in the air, and then he is rocked. Absolutely rocked by Brandon Nickerson. Nickerson comes up back from his linebacker spot and drills Bolden before he's able to grab the ball, and it brings up fourth down and 11.
It looks like Clower's a little shaken up. A trio of Tigers were just chasing him down in the backfield, and wow, there's a lot of pressure out there.
Well, Tisch was just chasing him down, but the guy who was really creating the havoc there was Nathaniel Powers. Powers at 6'3", 216, was on a mission. 10:32 remaining to play in the third quarter, and it's blocked. The punt is blocked, and it's blocked, and the Tigers don't pick it up. And the coaching staff is going absolutely bananas because it was blocked up the middle. Outstanding block. It was DeCorey Robeson. DeCorey Robeson, another JV player. DeCorey Robeson, the last time we saw him with any significant action, he was playing 2 years ago in the eighth grade for Smith Middle School. And he was an outstanding running back. He has been largely forgotten the past 2 years. They moved him up now. And here's Grant DeSalle, broken play. Catches it at his waist. Bad snap. He'll take it back to the line of scrimmage. And it will be DeSalle getting back to the line of scrimmage, bring up second down and 10. But back to DeCorey Robinson. They were hoping that he could play a little running back today. He has just been inconsistent. He has been inconsistent in his play for Chapel Hill, and they just haven't felt comfortable giving him the opportunity. But attrition has forced them to bring him up here, and he comes through the middle and gets that blocked punt. So a big play by DeCorey Robinson. He's a big, big guy. He's about 6'3". And now it'll be DeSalle coming out second and 9. They give him a yard on that one. So DeSalle second and 9 out of the pistol. Takes two steps from the shotgun, throws the right hand out into the flat, and hit as he throws. That one intended for Brandon Wendell. And again, another wobbly throw from Grant DeSalle.
Again, it was a javelin throw. It was not a football throw there.
And so here's DeSalle now, an incomplete pass on his first attempt here in the second half. And it brings up third down and 9. 9:30 remaining to play here in the third quarter once again. Tigers coming in 3-4, would like to even it up. Panthers coming in 7-0. Tigers in their home black with gold trim and gold numbers. Move right to left on your radio dial. Defending are the Panthers in the white with the orange numbers. Here's DeSalle. There's a good throw, and it's picked off. Picked off after it's deflected. Intended for Aaron Hirsch back there to make the interception.
That's Bradshaw.
And that's Bradshaw as he keeps pace and collects his fourth interception of the season. He had three last week against the Red Wolves of Cedar Ridge, and A.J. Bratcher collects that one, and that was just an easy one. You really can't blame DeSelma on that one. He threw a great ball to Hirsch, and it looked as though a linebacker dropped back into coverage. It looked as though Archrell Stewart may have dropped back into coverage, got just a fingertip on that one before it got to Hirsch, and it went from Stewart to Hirsch, popped right into the waiting arms of A.J. Bratcher. And there's another turnover as DeSelma's first two passes from scrimmage go for naught. Incomplete and an interception. 9:23 remaining to play here in the third quarter. There's the turnover that the Panthers wanted to start the half. Kai Muller in motion, right side, handoff goes to Patrick Pettiford. Pettiford punches ahead over the 40-yard line to the 41. Perhaps they will give him a friendly spot to the 42. It'll be a gain of 4 yards, and that makes it second down, and let's call it a very long six.
Yeah, it's surprising that the Orange defense isn't opening up more holes, not the defense, the Orange offense for their running backs. It's been more of a ground and pound.
It really has, and now out of the eye is the big man back there, Michael Bolden. And boy, we've only seen him carry the ball one time tonight. And Bolden is a big, big kid. Kai Muller in motion. Here's the pitch. Goes right side. Looking for the halfback pass was Pettiford. And then he tucks it under. Gets back to the line of scrimmage. Well, he was looking for it. He really was. He was thinking about throwing that out into the flat and realized that his only receiver was his lead blocker, Michael Bolden. Tucked it under and said, all right, I'll take half a yard here. And he'll get back to the original line of scrimmage. We're going to give him nothing on that, Pettiford. And it brings up third down and six.
Drill Parker trotting off the field for the Tigers as they get set for another big third down here.
And it is third down. The Tigers have acquitted themselves well. They have four up front, seven in the box, playing the 4-3. Kai Muller in motion from right to left, out of the eye, handoff goes, second man through. Outstanding penetration, and it's to Corey Robeson.
Wow.
Corey Robeson. He's big, he's got speed, he's got hands, and he can hit. And a man who has played more than a little JV ball over the past two seasons is finding himself in the middle of two of the biggest plays of the Tiger season thus far. Corey Robeson blocked a punt on the last series and then comes up with a huge penetration tackle to get Patrick Pettiford at the line of scrimmage, and it's fourth and six. Back once again to kick. Low snap. Robeson comes in, almost got to the punter in this one, too. Here's a nice long kick. It's going to bounce at the 20. And good sand wedge kills it there at the 20, bounces to the 16. And the Tigers will take over. Going to take a quick break, 30 seconds. Come on right back. It's still 0-0 here in the Tiger Den. Panthers 7-0 record in trouble. Grant DeSelm coming on, see if he can put some points on the board for the Tigers. It's 0-0 here in Chapel Hill.
Having a nice lawn is not impossible.
Our mission at Landscape Logic is to help you discover the possibilities for your landscape. We'll evaluate your landscape, prioritize your needs so that you can make a decision based on practicality or economics. We are qualified and committed to giving you direction and care you need to create a finished and kept look for your landscape.
Your mission, should you choose to accept it, is to visit LandscapeLogicNC.com. Landscape Logic, the logical choice for all your landscape needs.
You're just one behind us if you've come back. 6:49 remaining to play here at Chapel Hill High School. We're in the third quarter of the WCHL High School Football Game of the Week. Chapel Hill defense has turned it over. Long punt by Orange has pinned them back at their own 15 and on first down, rather their own 16. And on first down, it's Ricky McDowell with a gain of one. And oh boy, living dangerously.
Shovel
pass, left hand. And it was DeSelm putting this one on the ground. It will go as an incomplete pass. But boy, oh boy, that looked dangerous. And, you know, all you need is a referee to say, well, you know, that dropped out of his hand rather than him launching it. And you've got a fumble inside your own 20-yard line. I like that Isaac Marsh is aggressive. And that play certainly has worked tonight, Matt. But boy, you talk about a
hold
roll
your
of, a roll of the dice on one weak pair of knees.
Yeah, I would. I might shelf that play on my inside my own 20.
I wait till I get into Panther territory to break that one out of the box. Third and nine, DeSelm. A little shaky passing tonight. He's going to control roll to his left. He's going to throw back across his body. Just going to throw this one away. He has a receiver. That's Brandon Wendell out of the sideline about the 25-yard line. And then DeSelm is drilled as he lets that one go. And some fans yelling for a penalty on some extracurricular activity. Just a good, strong play. And, you know, chasing him down.
LeMaster was in his face the whole way. He really couldn't see down the field.
That was LeMaster. Jack LeMaster out there, speedy quick at 5'6", 160, and then also helping him out was Colin Pope, came up from the defensive back spot. So here's DeSelm, three quick plays, and at 6:25 remaining to play in the third, he's going to punt from his own 5-yard line. Oh, high snap. He's going to try, and he thought about faking it, and then goes on the run. And on the run, DeSelm kicks the ball and then is hit. Now, this is going to be an interesting call here. This is going to be an interesting call. It was a bad snap. It was high. DeSelm took about three steps to his left and then kicked the ball. He kicked the ball out to the 40-yard line, and then he was drilled by Brandon Van Hook. But now what the referee is going to have to determine is, did DeSelm give himself up, give the protection that is afforded the punter when he took the three steps toward the sideline? And I believe that that should be the call. There is a flag on the play, and the referees are going to talk this one over. So we're at 6:14 in the third quarter, and they are going to call roughing the kicker. And I'll tell you, if I'm Pat Moser, I really have a discussion about that one, because at what point does the punter give up the protection that's afforded him? You know, it may be something as simple as, and I believe it is, if the punter escapes the hash mark, because DeSelm definitely did kick that ball right at the hash mark. I mean, he was right at the hash mark. So it is actually a 5-yard penalty. It's going to be running into the kicker. It's a 5-yard penalty, and it's a low snap here, and DeSelm will kick a line drive, and oh boy, J.D. Brooks has it at the 45. Got a little running room, and oh, here come the black jerseys. J.D. Brooks trying to do just a little too much and goes from the 50 to the 45, actually loses 6 yards on the return. And, boy, the Chapel Hill Tigers defense swarms him, but they just seem to be rolling the dice and coming up 7 every time.
Yeah, he should have ran north-south there on that play, though, instead of east-west. He tried to do a little bit too much before he knew it. It was a Tiger storm all over him.
Well, the punt never got more than 25 feet in the air. It was basically it was one of the best spirals that DeSelm has initiated all night. 6:03 remaining to play here in the third, and Clower at the controls here at the 45-yard line. Handoff, left side, little running room. There's Tay Jones. Jones injured at the end of the first half, or rather at the beginning of the third quarter on a screen pass, and he takes the ball now off tackle left here. It'll be a gain of 7, and that'll make it 2nd down and 3 as Tay Jones back in the ball game. That's good news for the Panthers.
Yeah, and it looks like they're going to go to the ground on this drive and try and put up some points, but it's been a rare thing to see tonight, so won't believe it till I see it.
Well, on first down, you get 7 yards. That really works very well for this Panther offense. Chapel Hill defense now digging in. 7 in the box, playing that 4-3. Kai Muller, single covered out here on the right wing. Handoff straight up the middle. It's Michael Bolden. Bolden on the block. And the handoff actually just uncovering Patrick Pettiford. Pettiford has just been beaten up tonight. He's just not familiar with this at all. He was running behind the block of Michael Bolden, and Bolden, the big fullback, you know, at 6'1", 250, you know, kind of ran up and then looked behind him and said, little man, where are you? And it was, once again, Logan Tisch out there, you know, wreaking havoc. And, again, credit where credit's due. Nathaniel Powers is playing an outstanding game. 6'3", 216-pound senior. He's in on the tackle once again. Now it's 3rd down and 3. Defense trying to rise up here for the Tigers. 4:25 and counting. We're in the third quarter of the WCHL High School Football Game of the Week. Play action. Rolling right. Under pressure from Reigns. Flower trying for the first down. He'll get it. He'll step out of bounds. The referee gives him a friendly mark at the 43-yard line. And then we have some extracurricular activity here. Some late physicality on the play. Two referees came in. One threw it from the backside. One threw it from all the way across the field. And we're going to see who had the chuck there. I will say that when Clower went down, that the turf here on the near sideline is very slippery, and there were three different players that were slipping, and it wasn't sure if somebody actually made a chuck or if they just kind of fell on each other.
It appeared it was more just, you know, coincidence. I didn't see anyone lay him out.
It really did seem to be incidental, the contact. And, you know, it looks right. Like the three referees are talking about this and saying, look, did you really see anybody throw anything? You know, do we want to tack on 15 yards in
this
a game,
kind of a game
in a game at four minutes and 14 seconds left in the third and a team driving? You know, this would put, you know, 15 yards from the spot would put the Panthers on the 25-yard line or 27 or 28-yard line of the Tigers, and they haven't been down that deep all day. And a penalty is going to do it. And I think they're talking about this. Isaac Marsh is pleading his case, and they're talking about it, and they're going to say, yep, that he was hit after he stepped out of bounds.
Ooh,
I think this is not a very good call by the official. And you know what? We're gonna give them credit where credit's due here. Because here's what's going to happen. They're going to say that there was a late hit, and they realized that the late hit was due to the condition of the field. When Clower got up, he gave a little chuck to the guy who fell on him, and that was the second flag. They always catch the guy that retaliates. Remember your mom told you that. So they walked off 15, and they came back 15, and we're going to go at it again. It's going to nice job by the men in stripes there.
Yeah.
Nice job,
yep.
Guys, to get together, put your heads together, and figure it out.
Let it be decided right here.
Yep, offsetting penalties. So it'll be first and 10 at the 44-yard line after the 10-yard run. Ball's on the floor. Tigers trying to fall on top of it as Clower did not get the exchange from center. Referee says Clower was able to get it back. It'll be a loss of one. So after Clower runs for 11, he has a missed exchange and loses two, and it'll be second down and 11.
Lucky that Tisch didn't get his hands on that ball, because I don't think anyone would take it away from him.
So Clower, with his first run, picks up 11, and then he'll lose two on the exchange of center. He has not thrown the ball yet. In the second half, Pettiford and Tay Jones have done the running. So second and 11. Big play here for the Tigers front. They put five, now eight in the box. Throwing over the middle, and there's going to be an interference call. Out there trying to receive the ball at the 25-yard line. It looked like Bryce Wilson, the receiver, and coming over to make the play.
Injured player down.
Yeah, there's an injured player down, and that's going to be Bryce Wilson. But coming over to make the play was Grant Hastings. Hastings is 6 foot, 160-pound junior, and he went for the ball and timed that hit perfectly. He had no hands on the receiver. He went right to the ball. The referee threw the flag immediately, but the referee was coming in from the backside. He was coming in from the back of Hastings. Isaac Marsh is out there, and he's saying, you have got to be kidding me. And they are going to call pass interference on Grant Hastings and mark this down as a turning point in the game. 3:15 remaining to play here in the third quarter, and there's an injured player down on the field, and it is actually the receiver on the play. We thought it was Bryce Wilson, and it is not the receiver who is down on the play. That is Jeffrey Campbell. And Campbell, about 2 inches shorter, same weight as the defender. And, you know, I just really think both those guys are going the ball. It wasn't a particularly well-thrown ball, Matt. That was a jump ball that was thrown up in between the cutting receiver and the defensive back. And, again, let them play.
It's one of those calls. It's a judgment call, but I think the ref was definitely quick on the trigger there.
He was quick on the trigger, and, again, coming in from the backside. So it will be it'll be 15 from the line of scrimmage. And it gets the ball down to the 30-yard line of the Tigers. Panthers have not been this deep all night. First and 10. Here's Clower. Hands off to Michael Bolden. Big man rumbling over the left tackle. And that is a load of protein going for 6 yards. Second down and 6 now with 3 minutes remaining to play in the third quarter. And it might be time for Michael Bolden to put a little wear and tear on this Tiger front line, as Bolden again weighing in at 6'1", 250. Usually where you see thunder, you also get lightning. Drew LeMaster at 5'8", 175. They like to put him in there with Bolden. But right now, Bolden, the single setback. Single slot, left side, two receivers to the right. Give it to Bolden once again. He's going to go ahead. Puts the ball on the ground after a gain of 5 to the 19-yard line. And it is recovered by Orange after a gain of 5. So Bolden, 2 carries, 11 yards, 1 first down. The ball is now inside the 20 for the first time all night for either team.
Wow, and the Orange is doing a nice job of actually keeping the ball away from Tisch's side of the field and gashing the Chapel Hill defense.
So Bolden, carries of 5 and 6, 11 yards here. His only carries of the game are in the second half. Bolden, single setback once again. He blocks. It's a broken play. They give it left side and stuffed up the middle. Outstanding defensive penetration. That looked like Reigns.
It was Reigns. Great play by the Chapel Hill defense. It's time to, they've got to step up now. I mean, we're getting late into this contest. The crowd's really into it.
So that run once again by Bolden, and there Bolden. He tried to take it up, and he's going to, again, lose his 2 because Bolden, as big as he is, he was no match for Reigns, who comes rolling in at 6'6", 215. A little more leverage for Reigns. They run that single slot left side, Pettiford. Bolden, and they throw into the flat. Quick little slant to Kai Muller, and that is the play that they've been waiting for the entire game, Matt. They wanted to get Kai Muller single covered out there on Peck, and they got it. They ran the slant, and once again, for the third straight time on any kind of a slant or out, Clower throws it to the back shoulder behind the receiver, because if he caught that between the numbers, he was gone.
Off to the races for sure.
Once again now, got that one-on-one coverage out once again now. It'll be Jeremy Peck against Kai Muller. He's out there on the island. Bolden, single setback, double slot now, straight drop, 5 steps, now 6. He's looking for Kai Muller, and he throws it short. Outstanding coverage out there by Jeremy Peck. Usually if he takes that 5 steps, Clower does, and gives a little pump, and Kai Muller will take it into the end zone. You got to remember, Jeremy Peck's out there. He's about 5'10 on a really good day. Trust me, they're measuring him in his shoes. And Kai Muller out there, 6'2", 190. That's a matchup that the Panthers really want. So with 120 remaining to play here in the third quarter, it's a first opportunity for scoring as Brad Barbie comes out, and he's going to try a field goal. This one will be from 35 yards. It's a bad snap. Fumble the hold. Barbie's able to kick it, but he kicks it off a hop. The defense holds once again. Big pressure. Big pressure up the middle for this Tiger defense. Guess who? It's DeCorey Robison.
This place has come alive.
So DeCorey Robison comes in. He's got a throwback. He's got a thrown for a loss on Patrick Pettiford. He's got a block punt. He's got a block field goal. We're knotted up at nothing, and it's 1:13 remaining in the third, and over on downs once again, the Tigers get the ball deep in their own territory. How long can they live dangerously like this? Grant DeSelm has got to pick it up, and just when we're waiting for lightning to strike, there's a flag on the play, and at first and 10 on their own 20-yard line, they're going to be penalized, or 19-yard line, they're going to be penalized 5 yards for illegal procedure.
That'll back them up pretty good. This is what Orange, when they dial in, you know, havoc. And if they can get a turnover here, the game can turn in a flash.
It absolutely can. So the player is coming off the field. That's Brandon Nickerson. Plays a little fullback. Most of the time he plays at linebacker, and he just missed the count on that one. And he's getting an earful over on the sidelines. They pull him out. Under a minute left to play now in the third quarter. 56 and counting. Tigers would love to keep this clock running because they are in dangerous territory. This Orange defense is opportunistic. Grant DeSelm has not thrown the ball well tonight. Single setback. Goes to first man through. And that will be handoff to Wendell. Brandon Wendell. Wendell probably, they hope he got back to the line of scrimmage. Probably a loss of one. And that's second down and 16. And this should be the end of the third quarter. You'd think that Isaac Marsh, with the under 25 remaining on the clock, will let this expire and maybe take his chances on the other end of the field. The other thing we want to talk about is the field position to our left. The left side of the field, which is the school end of the field, if you've been here to the Chapel Hill High School field, is in much better condition.
Yeah.
And now Chapel Hill is coming out of a mud pile here to our right. As we are at the end of the third quarter, it is nothing in Chapel Hill.
Oh, boy.
Last check in Southern Durham, it was 21-21 Southern Durham and Northwood. It's a big night for area football, and we're right in the middle of it. WCHL, Championship Sports, ChapelBurrow.com, shooting you the Merritts double. We got two good ones. Jeff Hamlin over at Northwood, Paul Collin, Matt Oates at Chapel Hill High School. It's 0-0. We're headed into the final 12-minute frame. You're listening to the WCHL High School Football Game of the Week, presented by Mark Vitale, Nationwide Insurance in Hillsboro, AAI Nationwide Insurance. We're going to take a quick 30-second break. We'll be back with the final frame. Whew!
AT&T asks, are you that guy? That guy who not only paints his face to cheer on his team, but then paints his entire torso? Well, you don't have to be that guy to prove your fanhood. Switch to AT&T and follow your favorite team like never before. It's much better than perusing the hardware store for this season's color palette of belly paints. You have the speed to get scores, stats, and highlights fast with AT&T. Rethink possible.
Visit att.com or store for details.
Start the fourth quarter. Knotted. Nothing. Panthers 7-0. Tigers 3-4. It doesn't mean a thing.
One quarter for all the marbles.
12 minutes. Thanks for joining us. WCHL's High School Football Game of the Week. Alongside Matt Oaks, Paul Connell bringing you a dandy here in Chapel Hill. Second down, 15. Grant DeSelm out of the pistol. Looks at Brandon Wendell. It's under attack. Throws a little hook inside. Aaron Hirsch got a little running room. Up to the 40. 45. Off to the races. Crowd on their feet. Aaron Hirsch.
Tightroping up the sideline.
Tightroping up to the sideline. He did almost get to the 45-yard line. Referee runs up and says, no, son, you did step out of bounds at the 37. But still, outstanding job by Aaron Hirsch. Ran a little inside pattern. Started out like he wanted to run the screen, then ran a quick slant right down the line of scrimmage. Grant DeSelm saw the blitz coming, got rid of that one quickly, and they go from the 15-yard line up to the 37. So it's a game, if you do quick math, of 22 yards. Outstanding. That's Grant DeSelm's best pass of the night.
Yeah, now every play gets magnified as we get to the fourth quarter. Any little mistake and the game is over. And Chapel Hill just needs to hold on to that ball, play fundamentals, which I know Coach Isaac Marsh is preaching over here, and the home crowd could see a massive upset tonight.
So Grant DeSelm, 6 of 11 for 49 yards and an interception in the first half. Two of those six completions were shuttle passes to Brandon Wendell. And he gets after his first three passes of the second half are incomplete, he throws about a two-yard dart to Aaron Hirsch, who takes it another 20 yards and pulls the Tigers out of a big hole. They were back at their own 15-yard line. And with 11:50 remaining in the game, Tigers in business at their own 37. Handoff goes first man through Brandon Wendell, the fullback. Stopped at the line of scrimmage. And the big beef up there for Orange. Making the tackle there as he was plowed under once again. That was the combo of Byron Stephenson and Jake Frederick. You're looking at 6'1 and 6'3 there, and a combined 565 pounds falling on Brandon Wendell.
And this has been such a physical game. We'll see if anyone gets fatigued as we get deeper into the fourth quarter.
And you're exactly right, Matt. Now, the Panthers staying with that four-man front. They bring three linebackers into the set, so seven in the box. Three receivers to the right-hand side for Grant DeSelme. He's in the pistol. Throw out, screen pass once again. Here's Austin Turner, and Turner is ripped on that one. Bryce Wilson comes up along with Lamaster to make that tackle, and you know everybody could see that coming. If you're going to throw that screen pass, you got to throw it like you did before. There's got to be something else to it, a little bit of motion, because you know they read that one right away. And I think that with the success Austin Turner has had in getting open tonight, he's going to have four eyes on him anywhere he goes on the field. And you throw that screen pass to the long side of the field, and just a little too long to develop. 10:30 remaining to play here at Chapel Hill. Albert Nyamara, wide to the right-hand side. Another JV player that's brought up, new receiver in the game. It'll be Austin Turner wide to the left-hand side. Before they can even snap this one, there's going to be a whistle, and the referee's going to talk this over. And Chapel Hill will head back to the huddle, as whatever's going on, it appears to be against Chapel Hill. And that'll make a head coach sick, as Chapel Hill came in and actually lined up offsides. And a lineman, once they put that hand down, if they're already lined up offsides, there's your penalty. So instead of third down and 10, which was disturbing enough, it's third down and 15 now, as the penalty backs Grant DeSelme up to his 32-yard line, between the 32 and 33. And with 10:25, he'll take another whack at it. Out of the pistol. Trips to the left. Got his big man to the right-hand side and throws it up to him. And he throws it short, and it's picked off. Another poor throw by Grant DeSelme. This one was intended for Albert Nyamara. And Nyamara, who came up from the JV, he had a step on his man. He really did. And Grant DeSelme, it just looked like it slipped out of his hand. He threw another just puddle jumper out there.
Yeah.
And it was picked off.
Van Hook on that play, easy.
Yep, ball picked off by Van Hook as he collects another interception. And it will be the Panthers now with pretty good field position for this high-octane offense that really has had a little water in the tank tonight. Been stymied by this Tiger defense, but how long can this Tiger defense hold up? Seven in the box for the Tigers. Handoff goes straight ahead, Michael Bolden. Big man cross the line of scrimmage. He'll pick up three. It'll bring up second down and seven. And the Logan Tisch comes up, of course, to meet Bolden and make that stop. So second down and seven. And, you know, if it's 0-0, you can do this grinding it out. Pat Moser would like to take this ball all the way down the field. He'd like to use all nine minutes.
And I think Coach Moser's mind's made up. They're going to go right up the gut, make it real simple.
Well, they should. You know, the only trick to that would be, of course, Kai Muller. He's out there in single coverage. Tay Jones, same thing. Seven in the box, protecting in the middle of that Tigers defense. They throw the screen pass to Tay Jones. Kai Muller's out there, set a little pick. Outstanding defense. Outstanding defense as Peck comes up, sheds the tackle, and actually Jeremy Peck sheds that block and makes the tackle at the line of scrimmage, and Tay Jones never able to turn upfield. It brings up third down and seven. What a great job by Jeremy Peck to get up there and make that tackle.
One-on-one play there, big standout play, wrapped him up, took him low. You couldn't teach it any better.
Nope, did a great job. And, you know, there's Kai Muller, who was out there one-on-one with Peck. He wasn't out there to take the ball down the field. He was there to block, and Peck was not fooled. Stayed right up on him. Janmeem got through the block and brings up third down and seven. The band trying to get him rolling here at Chapel Hill. Fans trying to gather up some excitement. Control rollout, left-hand side. Here's Clover. Has a man and threw it behind him once again. Tay Jones wide open, left flat, right at the yard marker. And for the fourth time in a row, Matt, Clower throws it to the back shoulder, spins him around, and it's another incomplete pass.
You got to wonder how much sleep he got last night, because he's just been he's been a little bit off all night.
It's really quite remarkable, as Clower has missed his last four. And it's just been just grievous. So Clower is 1-for-3 here in the second half as we see a timeout on the field. Timeout on the field, and with 8:38 remaining to play in this contest, we're still knotted at zero. We can go on all night like this because neither team has been inside the opposition's 20. We're going to take that back. The last time the Panthers had the ball, they made it to the 19. They did it mostly on the strength of a pass interference penalty.
Yeah.
And then it was Brad Barbie lining up for what amounted to a 36-yard field goal. And down here in the muck and mire, it was a bad snap, and Barbie barely got it off, and of course it was blocked by DeCorey Robinson because that's what he does, apparently. And we still knotted at zero, but neither team has been inside the other's 20. This game has been played right in front of us. It's been played in a phone booth all night. 4th and 7. And the big man on for Orange hasn't gotten this much punting experience all the time. Oh, here's a knuckling kick. Austin, wow. Turner back there. It's going to bounce at the 15. It's going to die at the 6. And a great job getting down there to cover it by Bryce Wilson. Bryce Wilson gets down, and the Tigers will take the ball at their own 5. You know?
Danger zone.
Yeah, if you're looking for right for disaster, right here, Matt. Now, but if you're Isaac Marsh, you have to realize something's going on with Grant DeSelm. He's not throwing the ball tonight. He's just not making it happen. You got to line up in that eye. You got to get the ball to Brandon Wendell. You got to give the ball to Ricky McDowell. Tell McDowell cover it up with two hands because they're going to be slapping and dashing for it. You got to get yourself some running room here. Nope. They come out with an interesting set. And there's a flag before they even get there. And it's actually going to be an illegal substitution.
A little too creative.
It's going to be an illegal substitution for the Tigers. They had too many people on the field. Here's what happened is that DeCorey Robison came back and was going to be the single setback for the first time tonight. The reason they're doing that is DeCorey Robison is about 6'3", 215, maybe 220. They want to give him the ball. He's got pretty good hands. They want to give him the ball if they do any handing off at all because he's got a big body and he can escape somebody. And they just had an extra guy on the field because he didn't sub out. So half the distance to the goal, and they give the ball straight up the middle. And it looks like this time they're going to go back to Brandon Wendell. And Wendell will get back to the original line of scrimmage. He's going to pick up about 2.5, and that makes it 2nd down and 10. But you have to think now, the idea here is, are we going to score? Probably not. Are we going to get it to midfield? Well, not unless we hit a big play here. So let's just give ourselves some breathing room.
Some room.
And if Grant DeSelm has to punt, Grant DeSelm's a pretty good punter. Maybe you can get the ball out to midfield and we can start fresh if you're the Tigers. 7:50 remaining to play, clock running. Backing up, looking into the flat, throwing across the middle. Oh, and the pass is in and out of the hands of Austin Turner. Austin Turner was wide open. He and DeCorey Robison were occupying almost the same space. They mirrored each other on quick little down and ins about 15 yards down the field. Austin Turner caught the ball at the 18-yard line, and it just rolled right through his hands. He was open. He had downfield running room. That would have been the play of the day. But let's give credit to Grant DeSelm. He pump-faked the screen pass and then threw a laser.
Delivered it.
Absolute laser. And you know what I thought was going to happen? I thought that was going to go off Austin Turner right into the hands of DeCorey Robison because that's what he does. Uh-oh.
Oh.
And here's a play, running play up the middle. And it will be Brandon Wendell getting scrambled at the line of scrimmage. He will lose one, and the...
Oh, they barely have room to punt.
They barely do have room to punt, but the interesting thing was how fired up was the middle of that line. You had the big guys in there. Fredericks. Of course, you had Fredericks and Stephenson. Frederick and Stephenson in there.
The
anchor. All 565 pounds of them. That's a lot of protein in there. And they came up the middle for a loss of one. So now here's DeSelm in the shadow of his own end zone. Good two-step kick, and it's fielded by J.D. Brooks. And Brooks gets this ball at the top 4-yard line. What a great open field tackle. Outstanding open field tackle.
Gobert.
Saving the day. Daniel Gobert, that's the second open field tackle he's had tonight. Because J.D. Brooks, you don't punt the ball to him. Do not do it. So Grant DeSalle punting the ball from 8 yards deep in his end zone. He punts it out 48 yards total from where he stood. And it was J.D. Brooks bringing the ball back 7 yards to the 33-yard line of the Tigers, where he was met by Daniel Govert. And Govert, outstanding open field tackle, saved some extra damage. But here come the Panthers, 7-0, trying to keep that record intact. Ball goes to Michael Bolden. Bolden, the big man. You can only hope to take out a wheel. He is rolling over the left-hand side. He is going to pick up a first down. It's going to be an 11-yard carry, 12-yard carry for Michael Bolden. Bolden picks up 12.
Boy, he looked like a bus out there just rumbling through.
It's pretty close. That was the term that came to me. I mean, I almost pulled.
Is the bus out here?
I almost pulled some old school Earl Campbell on you, and then I thought, no, I got to come up with another one, and you beat me to that one. He is the bus out there. He is a little Bettis, and Bolden in the backfield after that carry of 12. He's had three carries here in the second half. He's blocking on this one. Pancakes the man in front of him. You give it to Tay Jones. He goes left. Cuts back across the line of scrimmage, still on his feet, and then brought down after going a little east-west. Just a terrific open field tackle there. Jeremy Peck comes up from his defensive back spot and makes another great play. But I'll tell you, the block by Michael Bolden to lead that play started out on the left, and Tay Jones just gave up on it a little too easy, changed directions, went down the line of scrimmage. He probably ran about 14 yards on the play, but he only gains 5. Makes it second down and 5 after the gain of five by Tay Jones. Only his second carry of the second half. Puts the ball at the 15-yard line. The Panthers are in the red zone. Bolden blocks. They throw out screen pass. Tay Jones makes one man miss, and then he falls onto the ground as the tackle was made by Grant Hastings. Hastings, you'll remember, had that pass interference play called on him early. And now I really think that they're going to call a hold out here on the outside receiver for the Panthers. Tay Jones caught that screen pass and was looking to do a little damage. And it looked like it's a hold because Jeffrey Campbell was out there. He was the wide man. And while Tay Jones was looking for a little room to run, he just reached out and grabbed the tackler, and it was a great job by Hastings to get away from him. But the call the hold, that'll be 10 from the spot. That's a huge, huge penalty.
A field goal
takes him out of field goal range.
Yeah, that's huge.
I will not say it takes him out of range, but it puts it right at the edge of range for Brad Barbie. And this field is a little messy. It's a little messy. And it is really is wrought havoc with a couple of long snaps for both teams tonight. 5-12 and counting. We're at Chapel Hill. Alongside Matt Oakes, Paul Connell for the WCHL High School Football Game of the Week. Tigers bringing 8 into the box. They bring the blitz. Throw out into the flat. Pass is complete. Oh, here's Kai Muller one-on-one. Tripped up. Open field tackle. Wow. Are you telling me that Peck did it again?
You want to learn how to tackle, you watch Peck.
You know, I tell you, you got Kai Muller out there. He's had him one-on-one locked down. He's like Darrell Revis. He's like Darrell Revis out there. You got Kai Muller out there, 6'2", 190. And you got Peck, who, like I said, they're obviously measuring him after breakfast, in his shoes, 5'10", 160. And he just keeps wrapping up below the ankles every single time. That time, a 13-yard pass play by Kai Muller that could have gone into the end zone. So 13 yards from Clover to Muller.
takes a three-step drop, pump fake, looks left, has a man in the yard, throws him. Wide open at the 8-yard line and shaking his head on his way back to the huddle is Tay Jones, or excuse me, is Artrell Stewart. Artrell Stewart has to be saying, do you not like us?
Yeah.
We're wide open. He was wide open at the 9-yard line, and he overthrew him. Here comes Brad Barbie.
Here it is.
Barbie going to tee this one up at the 25. It'll be a 35-yard field goal attempt for Barbie. It's up. It is left, and it is no good.
No good.
Left it out wide. Brad Barbie got his whole foot into that one, but I'll tell you that Ja'Cory Robison and company coming up the middle and players off the edge made him look up. Made him look up, including Jeremy Peck, who came in off the edge, made him look up. And just like my four iron, if you look up and take that swing, you're going to fade that thing out to the wide side. And he did. He missed it badly. He missed it by about 5 or 6 yards off to the left. And with 4:03 remaining to play, woo, Tigers dodge another bullet. We're still knotted at zero here at Chapel Hill.
Do they have 9 lives here tonight? They are a cat.
Holy mackerel. It's just unbelievable. Unbelievable, this game, the tosses and turns of this game. Clower has not been sharp. DeSelm has been just a little bit sharper. Here's DeSelm, two-step drop, dart, across the middle. Aaron Hirsch still on his feet, 35, 40, over the 42. Grant DeSelm comes alive. Reports of my demise, highly exaggerated. Complete, a 22-yard pass completion from Grant DeSelm to his target, Aaron Hirsch. Hirsch at 5'11", 155, needed all 155 to get to the 42 on that one. Tigers on a roll, 350 and counting. First down, 22-yard completion from DeSelm to Hirsch. Back on the line of scrimmage. They go trips wide to the left side. Single setback, Brandon Wendell. Three steps off the shotgun. Into the flat. Oh, boy. There was Grant DeSelm doing a little bit of prognostication rather than just throwing to where the man was there. He was throwing to the spot, and there was a little miscommunication there as there was nobody in that area but white jerseys, and there was nobody in front of him if J.D. Brasher had picked that one off. 3:30 remaining to play. Clock stops on the incomplete pass. To the 40-yard line now, because it looks like they respotted this one at the 40. So it'll be a 20-yard completion previously by DeSelm to Hirsch. Oop, six up in the box. Here comes the blitz by Orange. DeSelm, audible at the line of scrimmage. They went no huddle. Two steps, throws the dart. There's Hirsch, 8 yards. Thank you very much. Nice job, Grant DeSelm. Great audible. And a good job by Hirsch to understand that the middle of that field was going to be open on the slant. It's an 8-yard completion once again from DeSelm to Hirsch. And it brings up third down, and it's going to be a very, very short two. We'd have to go metric to make it two. So on two pass plays, DeSelm and Hirsch, they hook up for 30 yards. Tigers rolling just shy of midfield. They're at the 48. Third down and two. Got to get this first down here. Here comes the blitz right up the middle. Handoff goes Brandon Wendell. Oh, boy, went right into that one. Darts ahead for maybe a half a yard. And the Tigers' sideline really wanted a flag. They wanted a flag on that. They thought that the soda machine had lined up offside.
Yeah, great tackle by LeMaster on that play.
Mark Holt, 5'6", 215. They thought he had lined up offsides. And here's a big roll of the dice.
Here it is.
Isaac Marsh, midfield, 4th and 1. Crowd on its feet in Chapel Hill. Grant DeSelm out of the eye, facing 8 men in the box, taking himself. DeSelm's got himself a first down in Panther territory. Isaac Marsh says 3-4. We are not 3-4. We're the best 3-4 team you're going to face. 7-0. 7-0. Come into our house and prove it.
and the confidence that he's displaying and giving the ball to his signal caller and letting him throw it down the field says a lot.
Well, Grant DeSelm has confidence, you know, and he took a lot of heat for that confidence in the first game when he took it himself in overtime and he was stopped and they lost that first game. He was called out in the media. He was called out by his coaching staff. But he has proved that he can play this game, and he does not make the errors. DeSelm, short pass, Austin Turner. 45 to the 40, still on his feet, cross the 40 to the 39, close to the first down. It will be probably just shy of the first down, but a big play on first down as Chapel Hill rolling now, a 9-yard completion from DeSelm to Austin Turner.
And that clock just keeps ticking and ticking, and wow, they got to set up a field goal here, get a few more yards.
So DeSelm now, passes of 22, 8, and 9. Back on it. Oh, and here's a low snap. DeSelm covers it up. And you know what? We talked to you just a minute ago. I said he doesn't make the big mistakes. He, you know, he might try a little harder. He might try and, you know, create things. But when it's things like what just happened there with the bad snap, he just falls on it. He didn't try and pick it up.
Nope.
Didn't try and run with it. He just falls on it. And instead of a turnover, it's third and five instead of third and one, unfortunately. Or on second and one, they get the bad snap, makes it third and five. We're going to take a quick break. 30 seconds. You're listening to the WCHL High School Football Game of the Week. Stop for this quick break and station identification. We'll be back to Chapel Hill. You're listening to the WCHL High School Football Game of the Week. 1-0-4 at Chapel Hill. Not at it, nothing.
UNC Family Medicine is proud to announce the grand opening of a new Saturday morning sports injury clinic to treat your acute injuries. UNC Family Medicine will treat everything from casting to ultrasounds to x-rays, as well as provide surgical consults and concussion evaluations. And you can walk in without an appointment from 8 to 10 a.m. The Saturday Morning Sports Clinic at UNC Family Medicine. Find out more at uncfamilymedicine.org. Just another way that UNC Family Medicine is caring for the course of your life.
You're listening to High School Football on 97.9 FM WCHL. Follow your area teams all season long on your news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
Isaac Marsh saying, all year, son, you got to finish. Grant DeSelm passes of 22, 8, and then a fumbled snap. Throws across the middle and has Aaron Hirsch. Aaron Hirsch had it in both hands, and it was ripped out by Bryce Wilson. I'll tell you, whenever the Orange need a big play in that defensive backfield, if it's not just a glamorous interception from Brasher, you know, or his compadre there, J.D. Brooks, it's an outstanding hit, a tip, or some type of disruption from Bryce Wilson as he dives after Aaron Hirsch, takes away the first down at the 35-yard line and brings up fourth down and five. Now, DeSelm is back to punt. He's back to punt at his own 43. They went for it on fourth and one at midfield. Now they want to pin Orange back deep if they can. DeSelm, once again, pretty good punter, but he's punting to a pretty good return man. Kills this one at the 7-yard line. Bounces up to the 9, put down. They've got him inside the 10. Grant DeSelm, outstanding kick. Kills it at the 7, gets an unfriendly bounce of 2 yards. It'll be down at the 9. And with 50.5 seconds remaining in this one, it is all up to Orange. Talk to me about octane. Do you have any in the tank? Do you have enough in the tank to go 91 yards in 50.5 seconds?
And I think that question's been answered thus far, unless they catch magic in a bottle. I don't see Clower being able to wing it down the field that fast. Unless they get a breakout run by Tay Jones or Pettiford, it may be tough to not get into overtime here.
Well, you have to think that they'll go at least one running play. But the guy they're looking for is Kai Muller.
Yep.
Muller has been guarded by Jeremy Peck one-on-one. Peck has been the shutdown, lockdown corner. Rolling right. He's looking for Muller. Muller's open in the middle of the field, but he throws down the field. Right side, he had Patrick Pettiford. Miscommunication. Patrick Pettiford broke off the route, went to the sideline instead of running the fly pattern. And Clower threw a dart, but the only guy near it that could have caught it was either Peck or Austin Turner. And he's already thrown to both of those guys.
He might be one of their favorite targets tonight.
Now down to 45.2. Clower goes to the sidelines, gets the play. Clock continues to tick. Last thing they want to do here is get a delay of game. It's again 45.2. You're listening to the WCHL High School Football Game of the Week. Alongside Matt Oaks, Paul Connell bringing you a dandy here tonight. Chapel Hill High School 0-0 on their own 9. Panthers trying to preserve that undefeated mark. Handoff up the middle, bouncing to the right. Patrick Pettiford. That looks more like the Patrick Pettiford that we've come to know and sing about. Pettiford off the right side. He is going to be very close to a first down. In fact, he has it. It'd be about a 10.5-yard gain for Pettiford as he rips off 10 on second down and gives Clower a little breathing room here. Pettiford, it's his fourth carry, just his fourth carry of the second half. He's got 14 yards. Big man in the backfield, Bolden. He'll stay in the block. Looking to pass. Throwing out in the left flat to Pettiford. Oh, the man misses the tackle. That's Hastings. Tackled now at the 45 as Pettiford. Pettiford bounces out for 20 yards on that play. And Pettiford, he is mighty dangerous. He gives the ball in the open field. That was just some poor tackling there. Really poor tackling. Out there on front was Connor Corfus. And Corfus, you know, 5'11 sophomore. Son, you gotta listen to your guy Peck and get him around the knees. He tried to grab him up around the shoulder pads, and that just doesn't work because Patrick Pettiford is a man out there. He not only has speed, but he's got a little muscle to him. And Pettiford at 5'11, 192, he'd take you with him, and he did. He rolled right over Corfus and then was finally brought down by a defensive back duo, but not until he got to the 45-yard line. So now 20.2 remaining to play in this one. Chapel Hill has taken a timeout to talk it over. And with 20.2 remaining to play in this game, it looks like this high-octane offense for the Panthers that has been stymied, absolutely stymied all day, is finding a little bit of rhythm here as a 25-yard pass completion, rather a 20-yard completion, to Pettiford puts Clover in business at his own 44. Straight drop, play action, looking downfield, under pressure, in trouble, he's going to go down! He's going to go down, tried to throw a shuttle pass to the big man, Michael Bolden, coming out of the backfield. Lucky he didn't get intentional grounding there. He is sacked for a huge loss. It is going to be a loss on the play now. As there's some confusion now on the field, they're going to say that he did indeed get that pass off. I tell you, he was in the grasp of the defender. He was on his way down. If you saw Bryn Renner last night, it looked like his knee was on the ground. They give him the incomplete pass, which most importantly stops the clock. Fans on their feet. Second down and 10. 45-yard line of Orange. 13 seconds remaining to play. Clower back to pass. Under pressure. Looks across the middle. Has a man knocked away. Diving defensive play. Outstanding job in the defensive backfield. And there to make the play, diving across the intended receiver, was Emmett Thorpe.
It was an outstanding defensive play. And it looks like 48 minutes isn't going to be enough time for us tonight.
Oh, easy now. As my kids are fond of saying, don't tempt the wrath from high atop the thing.
Well, I have tempted it.
Using an old West Wing line. Don't tempt the wrath from high atop the thing, Dad. There's only 8 seconds left. That's plenty of time. Here's Kai Muller. He's wide to the right-hand side. Peck says, come on, mano a mano. Double slot. Here comes the blitz. They back up. Clower, he's going to throw it downfield. Kai Muller's there. So is Peck. He overthrows him. And with 2.7 remaining to play, it brings up fourth down. You knew that's what they were going to do. Kai Muller was down there. And to tell you the truth, if he'd have hit Muller on the back shoulder like he's thrown incomplete every other time, he'd have had a little running room. We might have had a field goal attempt here on fourth down. But Muller has this one overthrown as he's downfield, double covered. But, you know, again, Peck on him like a blanket. Jeremy Peck has just been outstanding tonight guarding the bigger man. And with 2.7 seconds remaining to play here at Chapel Hill, we are indeed headed to see some free football. Fourth and 10. If I'm Isaac Marsh, I put somebody back on the 2-yard line playing center field. But Isaac, he's got 7 in the box. sends some rush around the outside. Here's Clover going to throw it deep across the middle. Got a man. It's complete. Oh, no. Oh, no. Touchdown, Panthers.
Oh, my. Oh, my.
It is Kai Muller. Muller runs the post pattern and then breaks away from Jeremy Peck at the 20-yard line. It's a 55-yard strike from Clover to his favorite target, Kai Muller. Did we just see that? We were just saying you got to put somebody way back at the 2-yard line, play center field. They bring seven up to the line to put pressure on Clover. He's 55 yards from pay dirt, and he finds his favorite target, Kai Muller. Jeremy Peck just ran out of gas at the 20-yard line. Muller catches the ball in stride and then gets past the next defender and rolls into the end zone. The final score here from Chapel Hill is going to be 6-0. 6-0.
48 minutes, and lightning finally struck.
Oh, my goodness.
You think Coach Marsh would like that play call back?
I think that you have to tip your hat. I think that you play 48 minutes of football, and it comes down to the last 2.7, and you have a team in the Panthers that realize this thing's never over.
Wow.
We are that dangerous.
We wrote them off.
It was
overtime.
We have weapons. We are that dangerous. And in Clover, he's sitting there saying, I know that at any point during this game, my guy Kai Muller is bigger than the guy guarding him. I can get him free. And you know what? That's the first time that they've sent Kai Muller on the post. The first time they've sent him down the middle of the field. It's been fly patterns, hooks, and outs for the first 47 minutes and 57 seconds of this game. And then the last 2.7, they send him on the post. He splits the defense, finds the seam, and a dart, an absolute dart by Garrett Clower, travels 35 yards in the air. And the big man, Kai Muller, takes care of the other 20. Chapel Hill falls to 3-5 in another heartbreaker. And the Panthers live to fight another day. They move to 8-0, still undefeated in conference. Wow.
What can you say?
We're going to take a two-minute break. You're listening to the WCHL High School Football Game of the Week. Alongside Matty Oakes, we have seen a dandy. I hope you didn't go get a drink, because when you came back, 2.7 seconds and a 0-0 tie turned into a 55-yard dart from Garrett Clower to Kai Muller. No extra point necessary. Midnight strikes here on a full moon evening in Chapel Hill. 6-0 the final score. Panthers over the Tigers. We'll be back.
AT&T asks, are you that guy? That guy who not only paints his face to cheer on his team, but then paints his entire torso? Well, you don't have to be that guy to prove your fanhood. Switch to AT&T and follow your favorite team like never before. It's much better than perusing the hardware store for this season's color palette of belly paints. You have the speed to get scores, stats, and highlights fast with AT&T. Rethink possible.
Visit att.com or store for details.
Listen up, Carolina fans. Go for the goal line this season into Fitch Lumber and Hardware. Don't fumble with the never-ending home projects. Whether you're an experienced contractor or a novice do-it-yourselfer, get your jobs done right the first time with the guidance of our knowledgeable staff with decades of experience passed down from generation to generation. So come see us in Carver at 309 North Greensboro Street or call us at 919-942-3153. Check us out online at fitchlumber.com. Go Heels!
There's nothing better than the refreshing taste of a Cruiser's Ice Cold Fountain drink. I'm Edward Holmes, president of Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace. At Cruiser's, we use 100% filtered water for the highest quality fountain drinks and serve them at an ice cold 34 degrees for only 79 cents. So grab your favorite drink with their chewy ice and add a flavor shot like cherry or lemon lime at most Cruisers locations. You'll taste the difference. We guarantee it.
Cruisers, good to go.
At Harrington Bank, it pays to be a customer. As your local community bank, we are working on the best ways to earn you more money, which is why we offer competitive CD rates. Call or stop by one of our three convenient locations in Chapel Hill to learn which account is right for you. We are located in Southern Village, Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, and the intersection of Highway 54 and 40. Harrington Bank, you deserve banking like this.
There's nothing better than the refreshing taste of a Cruiser's ice-cold fountain drink. I'm Edward Holmes, president of Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace. At Cruiser's, we use 100% filtered water for the highest quality fountain drinks and serve them at an ice-cold 34 degrees for only 79 cents. So grab your favorite drink with their chewy ice and add a flavor shot like cherry or lemon lime at most Cruiser's locations. You'll taste the difference. We guarantee it.
Cruiser's, good to go.
Welcome back to Chapel Hill, and we have just witnessed an unbelievable lightning strike as Orange survives Chapel Hill and escapes with a 6-0 victory. A 6-0 victory, they escape. 6-0, wow. So Garrett Clower waited long enough to strike, 47 minutes and 56 seconds to be exact. And now, Paul, are we going to be able to catch up with some of the coaches?
Turn my mic up. I'll talk to you.
Paul, you down on the field?
I am down on the field and waiting for head coach Pat Moser of the Orange Panthers to break from his team. Isaac Marsh consoling his troops. And, you know, Matt, if you're Isaac Marsh, what do you say? You just say, you just have to express the pride for the fight in this Tigers team, coming in 3-4 against a team that is 7-0 and coming here with tremendous momentum. They defended their home field. They played with heart. They played with fight. And with 2.7 seconds left, Garrett Clower makes the play of the day, throwing to his favorite target, Kai Muller. And, you know, it's one of only three passes that Garrett Clower completed in the entire second half. Yeah, he completes one that's 55 yards with 2.7 seconds remaining to play. Jeremy Peck had been the lockdown corner all day. He'd locked down Kai Muller. He'd been able to shut him down. And Muller, for the first time all night, goes to the post instead of going to the outside. And this field, I'm down on it now. It's a little wet. It's the footing is a little treacherous. We saw that with the punting and the field goal kicking. But Peck just lost him in the middle of the field. The other defenders couldn't come get him. He throws a 35-yard strike to Kai Muller at the 20. And Muller does his best to rumble the other 20 yards, getting past another defender and into the end zone. And it's a touchdown. And Chapel Hill goes down 6-0. Well, once again, we're waiting for head coach Pat Moser. But if you had to look for your player of the game, it's got to be Jeremy Peck, with the fantastic job he did and, you know, quite frankly, the entire front line of this Tigers defense. They dug in. They didn't read the press clippings. They did an outstanding job of keeping this offense that has been averaging 44.4 points per game. They kept them to nothing for 47 minutes and 56 seconds. Just an outstanding effort. Let's take a quick break, 60 seconds, and we'll come back with an interview with head coach Pat Moser from Orange, and we'll try and get a word from head coach Isaac Marsh from Chapel Hill. You're listening to the WCHL High School Football Game of the Week. Paul Connell along with Matt Oakes, where the score here, 6-0, heartbreaker, Chapel Hill falls to the Orange Panthers.
Wade is fishing on a lake and just realized his car insurance bill is due. Should he A, water ski behind a pair of rainbow trout to the nearest post office, or B, pay his bill from Geico's mobile app? The correct answer is B. Paying your bill on Geico's mobile app takes only seconds. A pair of rainbow trout couldn't tow a full-grown man for more than a couple yards. The Geico mobile app is fast, free, and easier to navigate than a couple of fish.
Geico. Wherever, whenever. Just a click away with our free mobile app.
At Harrington Bank, it pays to be a customer. As your local community bank, we are working on the best ways to earn you more money, which is why we offer competitive CD rates. Call or stop by one of our three convenient locations in Chapel Hill to learn which account is right for you. We are located in Southern Village, Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, and the intersection of Highway 54 and 40. Harrington Bank, you deserve banking like this.
We're here at Chapel Hill, and we have a score to update real quick from Southern Durham. They're up 49-42 on Northwood late in the third quarter. And now we're going to go head down to the field. Paul Connell has caught up with Coach Moser, I believe. Paul, do we have Coach?
We do have Head Coach Pat Moser of the Orange Panthers. Panthers moving to 8-0, coming in here averaging 44.4 points per game. This Chapel Hill Tigers defense, outstanding, holding them to a touchdown in the last 2.7 seconds. A 55-yard strike from Garrett Clower to Kai Muller, who finally was able to get loose of Jeremy Peck. And the Panthers move to 8-0. Chapel Hill moves to or drops to 3-5. But just an outstanding job by both of these teams as the Panthers and Tigers in an absolute fight in this newly minted Big 8 Conference. Here with Orange head coach Pat Moser. That was what high school football is all about, Coach. Congratulations to your guys. They pulled one out here at Chapel Hill, and it was hard fought.
Oh, definitely hard fought. My hat's off to Coach Marsh and his coaching staff for having his boys in tune and ready to play. They started the game right off the bat. I don't think they missed a tackle all night. I don't think they made many mistakes at all. They were hard hitting bunch and very well disciplined on their defense. We tried misdirection. We tried a little bit of everything. We tried misdirection. We tried running right at them. We tried throwing quick passing. We tried going deep, and we just couldn't put anything together. We had a couple of field goal tries in the second half, but we just kept coming away with nothing. But Kai made the big catch at the end, and that saved us.
For the first time all season, it seems like you finally ran into a team that could actually slug it out with you guys in the trenches.
Big defensive line. We knew they were good. I mean, we watched film, and we knew that they were probably the best defensive line we've seen this year, and they were.
And finally, you know, we were remarking about it all during the game. Had Jeremy Peck out there playing a defensive back for Chapel Hill. He was the lockdown corner. They put him on Kai Muller. He was one-on-one most of the time. And he was able to shut him down until that last play. Talk about the call on the last play, because it also seemed like that was the first time we saw Kai Muller go down the middle of the field.
Well, it was pretty much a Hail Mary for us. You know, we had 2 seconds to go. And so Kai just goes down the field, and wherever he sees a seam inside or outside, he'll take that. And then Garrett's job is to just throw it up and let Kai go get it, which is what he did.
Well, it certainly looked a lot prettier than that. And Garrett Clower, that's what you expect out of a quarterback, that you want to have that kind of leadership from him, where even a game that's as frustrating as this one was for almost four quarters, he's still able to stand in there and make the plays he made on that last drive.
Oh, absolutely. You know, we struggled a little bit. It was not all Garrett. I mean, he had a couple passes he overthrew. Then he had some he underthrew. And then he had some that he threw behind receivers, and some he threw in front of receivers. So we just weren't really crisp tonight on that. However, he also had several drop balls today. When he did complete or get it in the receiver's hands, there was several occasions that you know, the ball was dropped. So it was just all in all a terrible game for us. And we've got to refocus and come back and work hard on that.
But you know, good teams that win championships, somehow they come out on top in games like this. You guys fell one shy last year, and you know, coming off that loss at Cardinal Gibbons at the end of the conference season. These are the kind of games that you want to win.
Yeah, I mean, we kind of figured that this was going to be a hard-fought game. You know, anytime you come over to Chapel Hill, those boys are focused and they play hard. And so we thought it was going to be a hard-fought game, and it was.
Thank you, Coach Pat Moser. Your team moves to 8-0 and heading toward the end of this conference season. This is it's quite a conference, and you guys have quite a team you put on the field.
Well, thank you.
Thank you to head coach Pat Moser. Those Orange Panthers, they moved to 8-0 on the season and defeating the Chapel Hill Tigers 6-0 on a last-second 55-yard strike from Garrett Clower to Kai Muller that takes those Panthers to 8-0 and drops Chapel Hill to 3-5. We'll be back to wrap it up. You're listening to the WCHL High School Football Game of the Week. Come on back.
Having a nice lawn is not impossible.
Our mission at Landscape Logic is to help you discover the possibilities for your landscape. We'll evaluate your landscape, prioritize your needs so that you can make a decision based on practicality or economics. We are qualified and committed, giving you the direction and care you need to create a finished and kept look for your landscape.
Your mission, should you choose to accept it, is to visit LandscapeLogicNC.com. Landscape Logic, the logical choice for all your landscape needs.
Many people who switch their car insurance to GEICO for the savings end up staying for the excellent customer service. That's why GEICO works very hard to make sure every customer is satisfied. In fact, GEICO's customer satisfaction is 97%. And the 3% who aren't satisfied? Well, there's just no pleasing some people. But we're working on it.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
UNC Family Medicine is proud to announce the grand opening of a new Saturday morning sports injury clinic to treat your acute injuries. UNC Family Medicine will treat everything from casting to ultrasounds to x-rays, as well as provide surgical consults and concussion evaluations. And you can walk in without an appointment from 8 to 10 a.m. The Saturday morning sports clinic at UNC Family Medicine. Find out more at uncfamilymedicine.org. Just another way that UNC Family Medicine is caring for the course of your life.
I'm Edward Holmes, president of Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. Most of us don't get to work at home in our PJs. If traffic and a commute are part of your daily routine, let us make that part of your day a little more enjoyable. Stop by Cruisers and enjoy a fresh brewed coffee and fresh baked biscuit in the morning, or a refreshing fountain drink with chewy ice, a hot dog, or a snack to end your day. Cruisers has 4 commuter-friendly area locations at Chapel Hill North, Glen Lennox, Powell Place, and Briar Chapel.
Cruisers. Good to go.
I'm out of breath, and it's time to run from the field. Got to tell you, Matt, that, my friend, was what this Big 8 conference, 3A Big 8 conference, newly minted, that is what it is all about. That's the kind of football we expect to see, and Chapel Hill came out and literally just spilled their hearts on the table here. The defense rose up strong, stopped this vaunted high offense octane that comes in here at 7-0, now 8-0 for the Panthers. But, again, they're only able to do it. They get 99.9% the way there, and then Garrett Clower and Kai Muller hook up for a 55-yard touchdown pass to put this one away with 2.7 seconds remaining in the game, and the Panthers move on. 6-0, and you know, the disappointing part for Isaac Marsh and his troops is they cannot afford a moral victory. You know, you came in here at 3-4, you started off the year 1-4, you lost a number of very close games. They needed to win this one to really have any shot at some semblance of postseason hope, and you know, this was a real gut punch.
There were a lot of parallels, really, Paul, to last night with the Tar Heels.
Very much.
You know, you come in, it's your home field, it's your last gasp, you know, a rally cry, and great contests, both of them, but it was the favorites that pulled them out, and Orange remains undefeated.
And it was a sloppy game. It was an absolute sloppy game from a statistical standpoint, and certainly from, you know, what we saw in the red zone. But it was sloppy because of the play of the defense. We had two defenses out here that were absolutely disruptive. But again, we're going to take our hat off to this Tigers defense, who was incredibly disruptive and threw a wrench in all the mechanics, as we heard Pat Moser talk about. We didn't know what to do. We ran right at him. We tried a little misdirection. We threw short. We threw long. Nothing worked. They really pushed us around. And that's the first time that we've seen the Panthers get pushed around at all. And for the Panthers, it's a good wake up call for them. These are the kind of wake up calls that you like. Where it's a near miss. It's a line drive in the box score. It's a win, and that's the way it'll go in. But everybody on this field is going to remember what it takes, and the team that's really going to come out the worst in this matchup is probably Southern Durham, because Orange now going to go refocus themselves, and they are going to be, ready to play Southern Durham. Last report we had was Southern Durham up on Northwood 49-42 with, probably just a handful of minutes left in that contest. We had Northern Durham up on East Chapel Hill. That's 42-6. That's a final. The last check we had, Carrboro was up in their game. That was at the half. They were up 20-10 on Cummings. And we hope that Jason Tugern and his troops are able to get things back on track there. We are ready to wrap it up here. Wow, we could wrap it up in 2.7 seconds, just like Garrett Clower did. We'd be in business. He throws a 55-yard strike to his favorite target, Kai Muller, to end this contest. And as the clock strikes zero, so do the hopes of these Chapel Hill Tigers. In front of a big home crowd, they fall 6-0. Once again, on a 55-yard strike with 2.7 seconds remaining to play in this game. As the clock runs out, the Tigers fall to 3-5. And 2-2 in conference, and the Panthers go to 8-0, 4-0 in conference. For Alex Curley, back in the studio, for Matt Oaks, who has been outstanding on my wing this evening, this is Paul Connell thanking you for joining us, the WCHL High School Football Game of the Week.